Welcome to the She Did It Her Way podcast, where it's all about making the ultimate leap from your 9 to 5 and building a business and life you love, all while doing it your way. I'm your host, Amanda Bolin. Let's get started. Hey friend, today we are back with another story about what life is like working full-time while building your business and working with clients. Before we dive into today's interview, I do want to remind you that doors are closing to the Ultimate Leap Accelerator this Thursday, January 16th at 7 p.m. Central, and I do not want you to miss out on this opportunity. It is going to be epic, and I cannot wait to work with all of you who have already enrolled and signed up. We did add a new payment plan option so you can get started for only $99. Head to shedidherwaypodcast.com/accelerator to enroll. And now let's go to the show with Christy Jacobson. All right, you guys, I'm really excited to introduce you to Christy Jacobson, who is the founder of Broken Glass Media, and she has an amazing story herself, and I'm super excited for you guys to learn about her journey and just hear how she has built her business and how she's working still full-time while growing her business and getting clients. And so, Christy, welcome to She Did It Her Way podcast.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, it's been, how many years have we known each other now? Almost like 2 years?
Almost two, yeah. I found the podcast January 2018, so...
That's so crazy. I love it. Well, why don't you tell us a little bit, tell my listeners, you know, your backstory and take us to the moment when you started looking and exploring exploring like outside of your, you know, corporate America.
Yeah. So I work full time as a customer service manager at a music publisher in Los Angeles. And about 2 years ago, I was just a customer service representative. And I knew I wanted to do something more. And I kind of joke that it was an actress that got me into entrepreneurship. Actress Patty Murin, she's actually Anna in the Broadway version of Frozen right now.
Oh my gosh.
She was starting a book club sort of thing in 2018, like January 1st. Mm. And the first book was Jen Sincero's You Are a Badass. And I'd heard about it. I was like, okay, well, let me go get it. Let me start this. And I read through the book in probably about a day or two. Mm-hmm. And then I wanted to hear more about her. So I started searching podcasts, like who interviewed her. And that's when I found yours came up first. Mm. So I listened to that episode, and then I kept going back and back and back, and really started understanding that entrepreneurship was something that I could do. Because mm-hmm. before it was presented to me as it's more of something you do if you want to get in the tech space. You know, it's more about building up some kind of startup, right? Mm-hmm. And the She Did It Her Way podcast and the other podcasts I started really getting into really presented to me that you don't have to be in the tech space. You can build your own business, and it doesn't have to be, you know, some kind of like huge product that gets mm-hmm. launched to the masses. So I really started getting into that. And then you had started talking about the summit, and I said, you know what, let me just go. Bought a plane ticket, took a risk. Yeah. I didn't know you, anybody. Showed up at the summit. So it really kind of sparked that for me. And I had started a blog at that point to highlight women in the music industry, to give them tools and resources for starting a career. And it kind of went from there. It built into a podcast where I started talking mm-hmm. to women, whether they were singer-songwriters, I have a music journalist, someone who started her own web design company specifically for bands and music companies. So that really gave me more of an insight too into what I could do. And then I joined your coaching program. Mm-hmm. We started going through the different things that I could offer. And then it wasn't until about last summer, so August of 2019, that I finally really thought about my skills, what I could do, what I really like to do. And that's when I decided to launch virtual services. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of customer service experience, you know, learning different platforms, and realized that was something that I could really offer to the music and creative industries. So I launched that in August of 2019.
That is amazing. I love what you said too about, you know, sometimes we have different versions of models of how we think things need to be. And if we're so inside of a vacuum of what we believe that,
you know, entrepreneurship equals tech space and scene. And if we don't want to start a tech business, then we think entrepreneurship isn't for us. And so I'm glad you share that, because I'm sure there's a lot of people tuning in, listening and thinking, you know, there's maybe one or two versions of what entrepreneurship could look like. And it makes me happy, because I think that's, you know, one of the goals of the podcast is to show that it's anything is possible, and you can just, you can start a business using your own skill set. And I love that, like, you're taking what you do in customer service rep and then now doing it on the side as you're building, you know, building your business. Talk to us too. So the summit in 2018, you came in 2019, you joined the coaching program, and then you launch your virtual services. Talk to us just about the overall journey. Because one thing that I've observed about you and that I love is, for you, it doesn't seem as if you're in this massive rush to get out. You're kind of taking it, you're being patient. And again, everybody, and I'm highlighting this because I think everybody's journey is different, especially in the lead up phase. Some people are in a situation where they go 90 miles an hour and it works for them. And then other people, like you, seem just very consistent, very confident, and, you know, not in this massive rush, and you're letting it unfold. So I would love for you to share more about just that whole journey and what it's been like doing this while working full time.
Yeah, like you said, I'm not rushing it. And that kind of comes in because partially too, I really want to take care of myself. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to make sure I have time to rest, to do the other things that I like to do, and get it right. I don't like rushing into things. I want to make sure that I'm building it up in the right way, providing the best, you know, content for my readers and my listeners. And then also, you know, making sure I'm getting the skills right for my clients. Mm-hmm. My first client, actually, the clients that I've worked with have all come to me as word of mouth. It hasn't mm-hmm. even been through the marketing channels, through my website. It's all been, you know, the first one came to me, it was a friend of a friend and needed some, didn't really understand social media, right? Mm-hmm. Needed some help to review the accounts, to optimize, to you know, find out what the best, you know, the best way to post, you know, what kinds of things she could do with it. And it was Instagram and YouTube, and she was in music, and I could really focus in on that. I took, you know, gave her the right kind of timeline, knowing my full-time responsibilities, my responsibilities with the business and mm-hmm. with the other things I have going on in my life. So I really want to make sure that I get it done right. And I don't want to burn myself out. That's another thing too, is I got really burned out in early summer, and I took mm-hmm. a 2-week vacation from everything, from my full-time job, from my business. My friend and I, we were in Europe for 2 weeks, didn't touch technology except to figure out where we were going on Google Maps. So it was one of those things where I knew that going forward, I really had to make the time for myself, and I couldn't, mm-hmm. I couldn't just go, you know, 100 miles an hour at it. So, but things that really helped, especially working full time, is calendar blocking. I live in a sauna now.
Yes. Yes.
You know, I map out all my workflows, you know, for the blog, the podcast, for onboarding, for just everything. It all lives there. Mm-hmm. So it's really helped me to get organized. That's a big thing too. But it's been a bit of a roller coaster. I'll go through, I'll have a client, and then I'll have, you know, a lull. But I think in some ways, building it up with the 9-to-5 right now, that's kind of the way mm-hmm. I like it. I don't want to be having, you know, 10 clients that want something done right now. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, but I got to go, you know, work 9-to-5. And then that's that's my priority right now.
Yeah. Building that up. And I love that you, shared that too. And I think for you guys who are tuning in, just remember that everyone's lead up and everyone's journey is different, and everyone is different. I was actually just doing a podcast. I was being interviewed on a webinar series, and I was saying how I personally always recommend, based on who, like, people that I've witnessed, is to say, at least get started when you're in your full-time job, versus if you don't like your full-time job and you hate it. When I see people that say, I'm just going to quit and figure it out, that makes me nervous. Now, again, I am so different. I am different than other people. And the one lady, the other woman that I was talking with, she's like, oh, see, for me, I needed my back up against the wall to figure my stuff out. And I go, that's perfect. And it's such a great reminder because everyone's so different. So some people are like, for you, Christy, you don't want to rush it. You want to get it right. So you're going to take your time. And that doesn't mean that someone who maybe makes their leap in 3 months is rushing it and not taking their time, right? So it's just a reminder for you guys listening in that these are stories and examples of what's possible. And don't worry about getting into comparison about someone else's journey. Just use it as inspiration and take what you need from it and then apply it and move forward. Some follow-up questions. So you mentioned calendar blocking, which I love. You know, I love calendar blocking and Asana. And you got your clients through referral. And so it sounds like, and I love, you're like, it didn't come through the website and all that, especially because, you know, I'm a big believer that we can get started without a website. But tell, like, how did you decide your pricing or packaging services? What was that process?
I went online and looked at what other people were charging, just kind of figure out what the going rate was. You know, did a lot of searching that, but then I also looked at my time too. How much time was it going to take me to get this done? Was it going to take me, you know, one day? Was it going to take me, you know, a week? Just really kind of figuring out what my bandwidth would be, and just what the going rate is.
Mm-hmm. Where, did you just search on, did you use any, like just Google or?
Yeah, just Google. I think the first one I'd gone on, maybe Glassdoor, just, you know, it was really more related to social media and social media management. So what is it going right for, you know, a social media manager, and then how long is it going to take me to do it, and kind of calculated that out, on my own. So.
I love it. It's so resourceful. It's all out on the interwebs.
Yeah.
We just have to type a question into the
exactly.
the search box. This has been absolutely amazing. And I really appreciate you sharing your journey. And I think there's so much to learn from here just about getting started and, you know, doing it your way, but also, like I had done another interview where you guys just listened to Jenny Waltz. Sometimes it's really a great reminder of like when you came to the 2018 summit, you came because you heard about it. You didn't know anything and you just put yourself in that space. And I think that's true, whether it's an in-person event or if it's a coaching program, it's putting yourself in that space. Cause it's not like you're going to walk away with nothing. You're going to walk away with something and you might not know what that something is, but it's worth getting there. And so I love that you did that. Before we wrap up, I would love for you to share some just emotional stories or, you know, I know you mentioned you got burned out, but was there ever like fear involved? Was there any sort of imposter syndrome or self-doubt? And if there wasn't, it doesn't like, there doesn't have to be. But I'd love for you to maybe touch on that a little bit and share with my listeners that part of the journey.
Every day.
Every day.
Every day. Every day.
We're all human. Yay.
Yeah. I have to really every day work on my mindset and come back to why I want to do it. I'm always thinking, you know, a lot of, you know, why me? Why should I after this? Is anybody gonna bite? Is anybody gonna take it? Mm. Why don't I stay in corporate? I do have a great full-time job. I have really supportive managers, colleagues. You know, they all know what I'm doing on the side and they've been very supportive of it. I'll share the podcast with them and they love it. So that too kind of plays a factor. And I'm always every day, it's like, okay, I'm going to post this, you know, is anybody going to read it? Is it something I should be talking about? But I really have to kind of get over that because I'll get feedback from my viewers or, you know, the readers, the listeners saying, you know, this was great. This really kept me, you know, in music. I've had a lot of people because music industry is difficult.
Yeah.
It's not an easy industry to get into, to be successful in. So I've had people who are like, oh, I was ready to quit. And then I heard the episode with, you know, whoever, if it was just, you know, just me talking, and it really pushed them back into that music realm. Mm. So that kind of keeps me going. And, just really being somebody a little bit more knowledgeable than somebody else. You know, I know more about, you know, building up your social media presence than, you know, someone who's really focusing on their craft, you know? So yeah, I should be able to tell them, you know, this is how I do it and kind of teach them along the way. And it was interesting. I did a an online survey because I'm looking to maybe build out an e-course eventually.
Yeah.
Teaching musicians how to really become musicpreneurs, right? Mm. To get into that entrepreneur mindset. And I actually shared it mostly just around the office, and a couple people shared it with you know, other friends and other colleagues. But what really struck me is a lot of what I had been planning was what they needed help on, they needed support with, because they were focusing on their music, on, you know, getting shows, but they weren't thinking about the business side, how to get engagement on Instagram. So that really is, I think, what's kind of helped with the fear and the imposter syndrome. Knowing that people, yeah, they really do need that, and I can speak to that. Yeah, it's just, it's really just been, you know, I start to feel it and recognizing too, right? I feel it and then I can recognize it and then I can shift my mind to get over it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what, going back. So I love that you said every day working on the mindset, because it never ends. It never stops. Like, you just, you have to keep going. And I found, like, sometimes the most nervous I get about the shows that I get the most nervous about pressing publish are usually the ones that people resonate with the most, you know? Yeah. Like, so we get so nervous and then we get such great feedback because we're raw and vulnerable, even though we want to go hide after we push publish. Yeah, exactly. And it's, you had said something too, it's not about, you know, we think that if we're not this glorious, like, top-notch expert about something, that we can't even begin to get started or offering services. And the truth of the matter is that it really isn't about being an expert. It's just having one step in front of the person that you're helping and having a more knowledge about it and being able to teach them. That's all that it is. And so you may not have all the knowledge as someone else out, you know, who's got more expert experience, but if you have more experience and knowledge over the person that you're helping, that's valuable. So nobody forget that, who's tuning in, right? Don't listen, like, don't forget that you have valuable experience. And then also you said, like, the reframe and the refocus around where you're going to put your time and energy and focusing on the people that you are helping and making an impact and not thinking about a skill that you don't know or something, right? Like, just continue reminding yourself of the skills that you have and the success that you've had in the past as well. So Christy, this has been amazing. Thank you so much for, I know it's like really early where you're at in California right now, so I really appreciate it. But if listeners want to connect with you and just to, you know, I think create that community as we're building our businesses while working full time so we can take the ultimate leap, where can they find out more information about you?
Yeah. So I have my website, brokenglassmedia.llc.com. And then I'm also on Instagram at brokenglassmedia. And they can also shoot me an email, Christy@brokenglassmedia.llc.com.
I love it. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Amanda.
If you enjoyed today's podcast episode, you can head on over to shedidithowaypodcast.com, where you can access the entire vault of She Did It Her Way podcast episodes and more information all about how to make the ultimate leap from your 9 to 5. And if you enjoyed today's episode, I would be so grateful if you headed on over to iTunes and left a review letting me know what you love about the She Did It Her Way podcast. Until next time, keep doing it your way.